VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday about the missing Saudi journalist last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But there was no immediate information on the fate of Jamal Khashoggi. As the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance, the debate over consequences continues. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox and Friends that he's all for sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us.
Now a Middle East expert, John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
People will treat Saudi Arabia differently, and I think, frankly, Saudis will treat the United States differently. Exactly where on that spectrum between normal and North Korea we will end up, I think, is going to depend in part on exactly what the Saudis come out with the next day or two.
While Secretary Pompeo was meeting with Saudi officials, President Trump was on Twitter saying he had talked with the Crown Prince, the country's de facto leader, who, quote, totally denied any knowledge of what took place in the Turkish consulate. The U.S. State Department said Pompeo made it clear to the Saudis that learning what happened to Jamal Khashoggi is the primary reason Trump sent him to Saudi Arabia, and that the matter is of great interest to the president. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities. It says it's preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them Mandarin, and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday, the latest action in a broad campaign to defend China's internment of the minorities. This is VOA News.